Thank you for listening to this message from the Pentecostals.
Would you stand with me and just lift your hands one more time and thank God for being so good to us? I'm not going to pray for you. Just lift your hands and your voices and thank the Lord for loving you this morning, caring about us, being with us in this sanctuary. Whoever was playing that piano, if you'd come back and just play real soft and melodious there. There's a great conflict in this sanctuary. And to our guest, you come back on another Sunday and Pastor Wells will have the mic and he'll fix all I'm about to tear up. But there is a great struggle in here, because there is a resident hunger for the things of God. I'm talking about a hunger that is unquenchable. I'm talking about guests that come here looking for something more than just normal churchdom. Tired of what they can expect. Tired of predictable church services. And quite frankly, the Lord's tired of them. God is done with our normal. And so there's that hunger that's here. And it's unmistakable. And every time we've waited and just prayed, I've been waiting on an angel to get here before I ever came to this pulpit. Just a minute ago it walked in, so. But every time that hunger begins to make its way to the surface, I want to point you out, but the Holy Ghost won't let me. But there are a few that are irritated this morning with the way this service is going, to the point that they're embarrassed, because we've got guests here and we look like we don't know what we're doing. I'm not going to point you out, but I'm going to tell you, you're on this side of the building from that clock over. And if you don't pull your spirit in, I will come back there. God is, now you feel those angels moving through. Some of you have been so desperate this morning that your frustration is, I'm not going to get to have what I came here looking for, which is an encounter with Him. I've tried everything else the world has to offer. We sang about that name two or three times this morning. And at the mention of that name, I'm telling you, I can feel angels rushing past me like cold water. At the mention of that name, the scripture says that devils have to flee. At the mention of that name, sickness has to stop and say, oh, son. Brother Wells, I'm telling you, it is like water hitting me on just, marital problems have to go away when that name is brought into the home. Conflict has to dissipate. And to those of you that want to resist what God's doing, feel free to get your things and leave. I'll be gone tomorrow morning and you can have your church back. But I'm going to tell you something. That same group that's resisting what's going on in here right now is resisting you. I've never been in Titusville, Florida before. He hasn't told me anything. Nobody's told me a word about you as a church. But there has been a struggle going on. And your pastor is done with status quo, in case you haven't figured it out. And there's something in him and his wife that they can't control any further. There's no more normal for them as what we're accustomed to. There's a hunger in them they cannot get away from. And if you're uncomfortable today, you're going to be real uncomfortable next week and next month and next year, because their pursuit of the King is not going to stop. It's not going to stop. The day is coming that the drug addicts are going to walk in the doors of this building and their addiction is going to have to stand on the sidewalk. They'll be stoned out of their head when they get here. When they walk in the doors of your sanctuary, that stupor that they came here in is going to lift. Clarity is going to come. Repentance is going to come. And God's going to fill them with a baptism. You're not going to have altar calls. You're not even going to have to sing a song. There's going to be such a flow of anointing in this sanctuary. You mark it down. I'm telling you, it is just like a tide going back and forth in here. Those angels are just moving all through this sanctuary. Brother Shelton, I've never heard anybody talk about angels before. Well, get ready for it. You're going to feel them and see them and know about them more and more and more as you push. Because the Lord's drawing a line through the church. Not just this one, but the church. And on one side, there are those that are not interested in going any further than where they are. But on the other side, there are those that can't be convinced to stay where they are. There's some of them that are going to be like that young prophet that told the elder prophet when he said, "You stay here, I've got to go down there to that city." He said, "Oh, nuh-uh. No, I've followed you too long now. I've been looking for something way too long. I'm not letting you out of my sight at this point." And there's some people in this sanctuary that you've been waiting for a long time for what you've heard preached about. You've been waiting for a long time to see the demonstration of the miraculous like you've heard the elders talk to us about. And you're the ones that Jesus is coming for. I'm going to tell you something right now. Those of you that can't be moved this morning, God's not even going to waste one more minute trying to convince you to get on board and be a part of anything. If you want to be saved, you will be. If you don't, you won't be. And you can't blame him for it when it's all said and done. You can be right in the middle of this when we rush out into what God's got for us. Or you can be sitting in the gate and be trampled underfoot when we go past you. But make no doubt about it. This church and that man of God right there are looking for something greater than where they are. I'm not telling you that as a church you haven't found something. I'm not telling you you're a bad church. But how many of you are hungry for more than what you've got? It's not a slam on anything or anybody. But you're tired of leaving church unsurprised. Do you know that it is sinful to come to church with no expectation? How many of you are done knowing what's going to happen in church services? How many of you are done hearing God preached about and talked about but never felt, never seen, never experienced, never had for yourself? Tired of hearing them talk about the dead raised and the sick healed. I want to see that stuff. 3 times in my little short life so far, I've watched God raise the dead. 3 times. Right here in this country. It wasn't in Africa, it was here. Wasn't in Europe, it was here. I've seen the blind eyes opened. I can't even remember how many times. Deaf ears unstopped. Withered limbs strengthened from strokes. They were withered. And all of a sudden, just standing in a sanctuary one night with about 1,000 people, God was ministering to people with back trouble. And this little lady made her way from the very back corner back there. And it was probably 800 or 900 or 1,000 people in there. And she pressed her way through the crowd and got right there at the foot of the platform, and she was dragging her left leg, and her left arm was withered up like this, and no, it was her right side. And she came and she said to me, she said, "I know God's dealing with back problems, but I've got 3 small children, and I've been like this for 20 years, and my children are still young, and I still got some raising to do on my kids, and I need him. I'm not willing to wait," she said, "until the night you're praying for stroke victims. I'm not waiting for another service. If he's here healing backs, I need him to get involved in my withered arm. I stood there and I took my thumbnail and my finger and I pinched the flesh between these two fingers on her hand right there. And I pinched it. You hear me? I had a thumbnail just sunk in it. And I had two people praying with her. She couldn't feel anything. And I just began to talk to her. We were smiling, sharing stories. She was telling me about her kids. And all of a sudden she went, "Oh, that hurts." And she began to leap. And that withered, crippled up, drawn up leg, at the moment her hand and arm were healed, that leg was healed. That's what I'm interested in. If you just want normal church, I'm not a part of it. I don't care nothing about just coming here and being unsurprised when I leave. Those angels that are here, I want to feel them every time I'm here. When he's here, I want to know it every single time.